We're now going to talk about a recent change in health guidelines which is impacting women who suffer from a condition known as lipoedema. This is the build-up of fat cells in the bottom legs and sometimes the arms, and it's estimated that it affects up to 1 in 10 women. Up until recently, the most common type of treatment was liposuction, which permanently removes fat cells. But as of last month, the body that publishes guidance for the health sector, NICE, has said that liposuction cannot currently be used as a treatment in the UK, saying it is unsafe and ineffective. To discuss this, I'm joined now by Shari Fetzner, who is chairperson of Lipoedema UK. Thank you for joining us, Shari. First of all, tell us a bit more about the condition. How common is it and what causes it?
At the moment, we don't have any official statistics because it's so difficult to get a diagnosis through lack of awareness and training in the medical profession. But my statement is always, I'm sure everybody knows somebody with lipoedema, either in their family or their close circle of friends, because we believe it affects up to 1 in 10 people in females in the population.
Why is it so hard to diagnose?
It does appear to look like obesity, but it is not obesity. It is a genetic formation of fat, which occurs usually following puberty or some hormonal change in a female body. And because it does tend to run in families, when people first consult at their GP or any other medical professional, the medical professional tends to assume they are overweight, because at the moment, the whole ethics in the medical profession is that you become overweight through your own lack of exercise and poor food selection. But this isn't applicable to lipoedema. It happens regardless of how few calories you consume or how, you know, enthusiastically you exercise.
And once it is diagnosed, what treatments are available for it?
In the UK, and actually in the rest of the world, there are very few successful treatments. And we're very lucky that St George's Hospital in Tooting is actually at the forefront of genetic research. So they have a worldwide reputation for treating lipoedema. But a lot of the surgical skills are still overseas. So we have very few surgeons qualified in the UK to treat patients, because although it appears to be a cosmetic procedure, it is not. It is a medical procedure and requires specialised training.
And we have heard from NICE saying that liposuction, which was a treatment, that is now being paused because they say evidence on the safety of liposuction is inadequate and raises concerns of major adverse events such as fluid imbalance, fat embolism, deep vein thrombosis, amongst other things. They also say that the efficacy is inadequate and based on limited evidence. What do you make of their findings?
Well, we had quite a lot of input into NICE, and we really respect their concerns for safety and the way they did take on board that lipoedema is a genuine condition and that it requires proper treatments and research. But we are sort of dumbfounded by their concerns for safety, because they didn't have a lot of surgical input from experts, many of whom are overseas or even in the UK, because of the way the meetings were held and the timings, you know, the advance notice. The surgeon needs a lot of advance notice to change their schedule round appearing in front of a committee. So in our opinion, and we do have hundreds of case studies of successful liposuction where it has truly transformed patients' lives, we would have been a lot happier if they'd reached that decision or reached us a decision, having consulted many more surgical experts. So we are encouraged that they're prepared to review their decision when more evidence comes up. But their decision means we can't provide that information in the UK. We are now dependent on overseas surgeons and research.
At this stage, I want to bring in Marie. This is not her real name. We are calling her Marie for today. She has lipoedema herself. Listening to what NICE has said and what you've been hearing from Shari, tell us a bit more about how you've been impacted by the change in these rules.
It's absolutely devastating. not just physically, but emotionally and mentally, you know, being stopped in the middle of a journey, you know, to get my quality of life back. And for many others also, how can they do that? I've looked and researched. When I was diagnosed in 2019, after being dismissed and, you know, disregarded by my GP, who eventually kicked me out of my practice, you know, I get a diagnosis. I researched and researched for the best option. I was told I'd be suitable candidate for liposuction. And, you know, that's what I wanted to go ahead with. Being faced with being told, you know, I could end up in a wheelchair in a several years time was not an option for me.
You say you were a suitable candidate, that you were told you were a suitable candidate for liposuction, who gave you that guidance?
That was St. George's Hospital, okay. Who have been massively supportive and, you know, outstanding. You know, for me, I've had many surgeries, and when I choose, if I have to go into on the NHS, which are fantastic, to have surgery, I don't get to choose my surgeon. I don't know what experience they've got or what expertise. You know, I've chose the surgeon I went with for their expertise, their knowledge, you know, their commitment to performing these things. And the surgeries I've had so far, I've had three. The actual impact that has had on my life so far has been amazing. You know, to be able to lift up a hairdryer and actually do it myself without relying on my family to do them, sort just the basics, you know.
But can I interject there, Maria? When you hear from NICE that they feel that they need to do a larger, more wider, more in-depth assessment about the safety of this, do you not welcome the extra caution if it is a matter of your health going forward?
You know, with every surgery, there is risk. You know, we sign ourselves the forms to say we accept that risk and we know what they are. Now, I fully understand this is all to do with, you know, the NHS is what their report's about. They looked at 8 studies. How can 8 studies out of hundreds and hundreds of women that have had surgeries, you know, you look at the pros and cons. The pros massively outweigh. I'm now being subjected to continuous pain. The chance that this will continue to progress in the areas that have not been treated, because we don't know how long these studies are going to take. The studies where they're being done in Germany, they're still operating. Why? I made that decision. I'm not, you know, we've had to fund this ourselves. Why? What right have they got to take that away from me and stop my journey? It's preventing me from having other surgeries, which I need, because I can't continue with this journey.
Well, I can certainly hear, Marie, what a frustrating process it has been for you, and it's clearly a condition that is impacting your life on a day-to-day basis. We do thank you for coming on the programme and sharing your story. A NICE spokesperson said, "We would like to recommend treatments that are safe and effective for this condition, but we cannot compromise on safety. The committee hopes that a randomised controlled trial currently taking place in Germany could provide the high-quality evidence they need to revise their recommendation on this procedure. Once the study has reported its findings, we will review our guidance." And we too here at Women's Hour will revisit this story when we have those findings. Our thanks also to Sherry Fetzer, the chair of Lipedema UK. Someone's got in touch with us, Val, who also has stage 3 lipedema, and basically says it has changed his life, and due to the NICE guidelines, all surgery is now being suspended. I do not know what to do. Without surgery, I face early immobility and I will be a costly burden on the NHS and social care. So clearly a worry for some of our listeners who are listening to the programme.